At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Of course, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only, Gopher to two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Can't wait, Carver. This is it, baby. This is it.
Yeah, it's time.
NFL playoffs, baby. Buckle up! This is it. There is no
Put the chin strap on.
That's it. Hat on a hat. Mono a mono.
Him.
I don't care if it's him. I don't want a clean ride. I don't want a clean ride by the usual suspects. And what I'm talking about is chalk. No chalk.
Well, that never happens. Usually there's one, sometimes more, but there's always at least one.
No chalk.
That you didn't see coming. Especially with what, and we'll lead this off in a moment here, with what we're going to be looking at from a weather perspective in some of these games. I think that could also lead to some problems for teams as well. But we're going to give you all the numbers, Joe, everything that you need for this weekend. Iowa and Nebraska are going to start momentarily, too. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here as we get ready for NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. We're going to talk about all the games, the weather. We've got the picks as... I mean, I'll just say it the way it is. I mean, Joe needs a little fire here with the NFL playoff picks. He needs to get things cooking after the bowl season and the NFL regular season.
How did I do last week?
How'd you do last week, Joe?
Let's find out. The Jags, the Patriots, both losers.
Let's see what the final tally was for you here. That was an L. That one was an L as well. Mm. That one was an L.
Ugh.
And that one was a W.
Again, 1-3?
1-3. I think you had...
What was the winner?
Green Bay. Mm. You did have Green Bay. So for the season, Joe, you finished...
Two games and, up. A game up.
36-35-2.
Yeah, terrible.
Considering at one point you were...
Terrible.
Let me get this for you. You were 31-20-2. And you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive 1-3 weeks to finish the season.
Terrible.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. Smashed.
Not ideal.
Smashed in the face with a shovel.
Smashed.
The bookie smashed me. Where's Joe? How much credit you want, huh? You want 10 G's? You want 15? How much you want? You got all the street cred you want, guy.
And I finished the season, Joe, just for bookkeeping purposes, if you would like to know.
Here we go, hero. I'm going to smash you.
41-29-3.
Yeah. All right. You know what you are? Let me just tell you what you are, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You had a great regular season, Carver, okay?
Yeah.
And you're coming in thinking, you know, you're hot, you know what, okay? But guess what? It's playoff time, and somehow, some way, I'm there. And I'm going to crack your team right.
Like I said, I got you in the regular season. I got you in the bowls. And we split in the regular season in the regular season in college.
You barely got me in the bowls.
This is your chance to draw a little blood here before the off season in the football department. Here in the NFL playoffs. Chance to get a little involved. So we'll do the picks as we always do in the final big segment of the show. I think
about these picks.
You should. You're seeing the board clearly. We're doing every game, of course. We pick every playoff game in the playoffs, just like we did with the bowl season. All right, Joe. I think that we'll start to go game by game after the break. But I think, obviously, there's one like really big theme here. There's two things for me. Number one, there's a lot of juicy storylines in terms of, teams or guys facing old teams, etc. Obviously, Stafford and Goff would be the top one. You have McCarthy and the Packers. You have Tyreek Hill back to Arrowhead. You know, you have all that stuff. McDermott and Tomlin. We hear that every time the Steelers and the Bills play each other about how they were teammates at William and Mary. And you have a lot of things like that. But the other thing that has taken control here, especially this week, is the weather, Joe. And weather's always a concern when you get to January, when you get to playoff time. But the three outdoor games here of the six, you have six domes and three outdoors, all three of them have a chance for very significant weather that will impact these games. You have the extreme cold in Kansas City on Saturday night. You have the potential blizzard and feet of snow with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts in Buffalo on Sunday. And you have potential monsoon with tons of wind in Tampa on Monday night. And, usually you get one, Joe, but the chance you might get three games like this is pretty wild.
It is, but, you know, when you have Northeast and teams that play close to the East Coast and Midwest in January, you're going to get this, right? And Buffalo is one exception that we know, and so is Arrowhead with the other. Look, some teams are built for it, other teams aren't. And what I mean by aren't is the Miami Dolphins, because, you know, their playoff game with Buffalo last year was a little balmy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not cold. It was, I mean, there was a little snow on the ground from it falling the day before, but it wasn't zero. It wasn't something that I felt
sub-zero,
impacted
right.
The game. Now, the Dolphins lost like they always do. They never win under 40 degrees, but they covered that game.
They did. What was the spread? Like 9.5?
It was double digits last year. Skylar Thompson was playing quarterback,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, I'll just say this, Carver. I like the over in one of those games. It's going to be a sizzle play for this weekend.
I've heard you say this a few times now in this show. So is that like your new crypto play? You're going with a sizzle play? Is that what you're doing to try to get yourself cooking here? You got rid of the cryptos and you're going to the sizzles?
No. We didn't get rid of the crypto.
Oh, okay.
The crypto is for special circumstances.
Oh, all right.
This is a sizzle play.
Okay. We'll start to go through them all when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah! All right, Joe, let's do it. Let's try to get through all these before we do the picks. It starts on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. East in Houston at NRG. First game of the weekend, and we will have the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans getting together. Of course, they played on Christmas Eve, and the Browns took care of business on that one, Joe, as they beat them that day. Now, there was no Stroud that day. The Browns won 36-22. That was the game, Joe, that Cooper had. What do you have, 265 yards receiving from Flack?
The Coop.
And he hasn't played since that game, but he's going to be there on Saturday. That's for sure. Right now, Joe, -2.5 for Cleveland, 44.5 the total.
Yeah, I think this is a lower scoring game, Carver. And you have two defenses that are very good against the run. Houston giving up around 3.3 yards per carry, less than 100 yards, heading into that ball game last week against Indy. They got ripped by Jonathan Taylor, but statistically still playing very well. And Cleveland led by Myles Garrett, right? This game's going to come down to which team can limit their turnovers, right, and move the football, and which team could shut down the run to force the other into the long third downs. I lean to Cleveland. They have the veteran quarterback. I don't think the moment will be too big for Joe Flacco. I think Jerome Ford could break out. I do feel this game is an under, though, okay, because I think, I think both offenses will want to look to run it a little bit more. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to throw for 300, and I don't think Amari Cooper is going to have 264 like he did the last time. But I think it's a lower scoring game. It's close, but in the end, Cleveland wins a game like 23-17.
I think it's a lower scoring game too, Joe. I don't think you're going to get an over here. Now, the Browns' defense is better at home than they are on the road. You have to put that into a little bit of consideration here. I mean, you look at some of these games they played on the road this year, Joe. I don't count last week against the Bengals. That wasn't a real game. They did give up 22 to the Texans that day, and that was Case Keenum. They gave up 36 points to the Rams in L.A. They gave up 29 points to the Broncos in Denver. They gave up 31 points in Baltimore to the Ravens. They did end up winning that game. They gave up 38 points to the Colts in Indy. They did win that game. So, on the road, Joe, they haven't been as dominant. So, but the game still, to me, is going to have that 20-17 type of feel to it. It's how the game kind of feels. Like, I just don't see, as good as Flacco has been, like I just don't see Flacco once again, throwing for 325 yards and going. I just don't see that.
His number's 275.5, which I think is high for this game.
I think it is a little high too, Joe. I think it's a little high. I like Njoku, though. I think Njoku will eat a little bit.
You think he's the security blanket? You think he's the go-to?
Yeah, I think that's who you're going to see
Njoku
more. I think that you're going to see the Texans and D'Amico Ryans do a little bit more. They'll probably have Stingley kind of all over Cooper in this one. They're not going to move him around as much.
D'Amico's done a fantastic job with that defense. Their scheme is good. They were in a position to make adjustments last week. Now I will say Taylor beat them. So that's why I think that Jerome Ford, 43.5 is his prop, Carver. That's a light number.
That is pretty low.
The kid's got a little sizzled. The kid's got a little shake and bake. Do they still
You can get me in on Ford.
Do they still have shake and bake? Put the chicken in there, you shake and bake it?
I think so. I don't know that for sure, but I think that they do, Joe. I think they have shake and bake.
A little shake and bake.
Everyone's on the Browns. You go to any book right now, it's 80% of this, 82% of that, 80 blah, blah, blah. I think the Browns are going to win, Joe, but it obviously makes me nervous that nobody's on Houston.
I think, yeah, I know. All these games, I know. Carver.
No. But as I always like to say to you as the sidecar to that, in today's day and age of legal sports betting, there's mushes on everyone. Every side's got a mush on.
Sometimes
it.
You got to go with the better team. You just got to go Joe Poe in these games. Joe Poe.
I think Cleveland's Joe better. Than them. But I might like the under more. We'll find out there in the picks, Joe. But I like might like the under a little bit more than Cleveland. The night game on Saturday is the Dolphins and the Chiefs. We know the deal here. It's going to be under. It's negative zero. It's going to be like minus 25. It's one of the coldest games in NFL playoff history. But I think the one thing that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Joe, is one, that, you know, everybody thinks, yes, Miami, they're 0-and whatever, under 40 degrees. They never win. But, you know, that does just because the Chiefs are at home, that doesn't mean that they're immune to minus 25 either, Joe. Like, you know,
no, but I think
that's conditions that nobody plays in. I don't care where you are. That never happens. So that affects both teams.
Okay.
You know,
here's what I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I lean to Kansas City because I have no confidence in my team to stop the run, especially in these environments,
yeah,
right?
I think Pacheco's going to have a big game.
Yeah, let me just say this. The way that kid runs, he could run through a brick wall, that kid. Okay? This is the I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I'm going to be a hero. Over. This line smells. Smells. It's a Sizzle Crypto Catalytic Converter Special. Special. I altered it to 63.5. Why is the total still in the 40s? It's going to be a rock, Joe. The ball, you can't do it. Nobody can throw the football, Joe. Why does Tyreek Hill have a number 86.5? Why does Mahomes have a 246.5? I altered him to 3.25. Bye, bye, bye. Alt, over, alt, over. I feel strong. You want some? Come on, buy them. I'm not afraid. I'm right here, Gentry.
I will say this. Here's the thing that kind of does puzzle me, and it was brought to my attention by some people. Like, why is this number only 4.5? With the Dolphins basically missing everybody. And the weather, the way that the weather's going to be, and all, like, why isn't this like 6 or 7? Makes you think, doesn't it, Joe?
No. Here's the thing, Carver. Two things. Kansas City lost to Detroit at home. They lost to the Las Vegas Raiders at home. They lost to the Bills at home.
Yeah.
They lost 3 games at home this year.
I know, but Miami's coming in basically, you know, picking guys up off the street to play in this game.
How low do you want this game to be?
You mean how low do I want it to be?
What do you want? So you're saying it should
I'm
be
saying why is it why
number?
Yeah, I mean, are the Miami's basically dragging guys in to play and it's going to be not minus 25. The Dolphins never win in minus 25. It's all Tyreek Hill. That's the whole line. Tyreek Hill.
It's the power rankings. I got a list. I got a power ranking.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Let's roll. Try to get through these Sunday games here.
Okay.
First off, Pittsburgh into Buffalo. We know the deal. Massive, massive snowstorm hitting the Buffalo and outlying areas starting really on Saturday, and it's going to go all the way through Monday. Mm. So Yeah, exactly. Now, there's definitely going to be a ton of wind no matter what.
Here we go.
The bands of the lake effect snow.
Stop. Wait a second.
Nobody has any idea.
Like Bob Ross. Stop. We got the Hunter Green, you know, the sun-soaked mountains. Come on. It's a snowstorm. You're built for this, Carver. You're blue collar.
No. Bill's offense is not built for this. The town is built for it. The city is built for it. The offense, I don't know, is. So this was 10 most of the week. It's 9.5 now. The total, which on Sunday night was in the low 40s, as the forecast has gotten worse and worse all week, it is, as we sit here at this moment, Joe, at 33.5.
Come on.
It's a dead under.
No, it's not. Stop.
Yes, it is. It's a dead under.
No, it's not. This could be, you know, they're 31-1 to be the highest scoring game of the weekend.
Joe, come on. Why throw the money away?
Carver, I'm telling you this right now, okay? I told you all week I'm not backing down, all right? You're not going to break up my party. You're not going to do that for me. This is a smash 'em special, okay? Smash 'em. There is no shot. Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers walk into Orchard Park and make this a game in any capacity. Mason Rudolph is going to be a statue. You're going to hit him every which way but Sunday. You know that. You're just afraid to say it. I'm not afraid. They're going to smash them. 17-point at least win. All things.
If there wasn't a snowstorm, I would say they're going to smash
them. Oh, come on. You're gutless.
I'm not gutless, Joe. This is the thing that neutralizes this game.
It becomes a
low possession game where you basically just have to make tackles because everybody's gonna be running the ball. Nobody's gonna be throwing the ball. Nobody's gonna be kicking field goals. Joe, this is gonna be misery.
Not misery. The track is fast. It's a fast track.
I'm tired of this. I don't want to hear this from you. I really don't. You're just pushing my buttons is all you're doing. You're just trying to get me gassed up. Because you know it's true. You know that this is the type of scenario that this is the only way the Steelers win this game is because of what is going to be rolling in.
You're not pushing your buttons. I have the Bills to win the AFC. What are you talking about?
You're well aware of what you're doing.
Josh, listen, your team, I told you this all week, they're Clydesdales. They're built for the snow. Josh Allen played in Wyoming, 17 carries, 61 yards.
Yeah,
Are you kidding?
We'll see about that.
He's a Clydesdale. He's going to be trudging through the snow.
Yeah,
nobody's
we'll going
to be
that,
able
Joe.
To tackle. There's no TJ Watt. There's no TJ the Watt for Pittsburgh. Absolutely nothing. Where's the Watt? I don't know. He's gone. Tomlin's not going to know what to do. Great coach. Tomlin's a great coach. He's got Mason Rudolph. What do you think Rudolph is going to do? He's going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight. Guys, this team is winning on smoke and mirrors, and that's it. I'm talking to everybody out there for the Pittsburgh Nation. You want to come after me? Come after me. I'm 50 years old. I'm a man. I can handle it. I'm not Gentry.
Gentry.
Come on, Gentry.
Look, I think the Bills win the game, Joe, but I don't, and I think they're going to win the game. But I think they're going to win the game 10-6 or something like that. So
you're gutless.
That's what
afraid.
I think the game is going to be.
Don't be afraid. What are you afraid about?
I'm afraid that they're. This
afraid.
Is.
I called it.
Like I said, if they were playing in a normal day, I think that they smoke them.
They're going to
smoke them. They would smoke them on a normal day with Mason Rudolph and no T.J. Watt. They would smoke them.
They're going to smoke them in this game. You want me to give you something? I'll give you something. Here, Dawson Knox. He's been coming on.
Where you and this Dawson Knox. Stop with Dawson Knox. He's like the seventh option now. I'm going to give you something on the game, and we talked about it early in the week.
Good.
Playoff Lenny.
A Well, we talked about it. You know that. Yeah. I brought it up earlier in the week. 7 carries, 20 yards. Let's get him for a tutty. You want
play off Lenny.
You want to get Lenny for a tutty?
Play off Lenny.
650. Play off Lenny.
Get him in
play
there.
Play off Lenny.
Let's go.
Let's go. You want? They don't have a rushing price.
In fact, I got a DM today from somebody who said they were playing him for 2 touchdowns.
Who would DM
this.
You, by the way?
A listener DM me and said, I'm going to play him for 2. He said he
How
got 2
at DM me? They must like you
60
more than
to 1. Because
like
I brought it up on Coast to Coast as one of my touchdown plays for this weekend.
So your bright lights, big city.
Actually, yeah, he got 60 to 1. FanDuel has it 90 to 1.
Bright lights, big city.
For him to score 2 touchdowns. We'll throw, we'll throw a $10 bill on
first
that, Joe.
On the show. You know that,
we'll throw
right?
a $10
Carver
bill
and
on that.
Lisi.
Yeah, I know, Joe, sure.
Carver and Lisi. I'm like in the sidecar all the time. All right.
That's definitely not the case.
Main
but,
TV show with the biggest name. I see how this goes. All right.
No idea what you're saying right now.
I'm in the sidecar. So you know what? Let's go for Lanny. You wanna play it? What do you wanna do?
Yeah, I'm in for him on plus 650.
All right. They're not gonna give us a rushing price, are they?
No. They're not.
You wanna go with James Cook to over the 65.5? Let's do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Here we go. He's fair. All right, you know what?
I think it's Josh.
All right.
I think they're going to keep the ball in Josh's hands.
Okay. All right.
So all right. That's what I think they're going
to
do.
We've got a lot to get into. Let's go.
All right, next. Well, we're obviously going to bring these up again, our actual picks in the next segment. Green Bay and Dallas, 4:30 East on Sunday. This is now flat 7 for Dallas, and 50.5 is the total. I think that they're going to have a very hard time, Joe. The Packers, I mean, stopping the Cowboys. Passing attack.
Marver.
And I'll tell you why. This was they have given up in the last month. They gave up 380 yards in the air to Baker Mayfield. They gave up over 300 yards to Bryce Young, who I think that was the only 300-yard game he had all year. And then you're going to go into Dallas against Dak in that passing attack. That's going to be a bad scene.
Okay, good.
Bad
this
scene.
This is one of my bets. I'm so happy you said that. I loved what you just said. Can't wait. I just put it in the data bank. This could be, this is the sizzle play. Sizzle, crypto, catalytic converter, smash your bookie in the face with a mallet. I love this game. I love Carver. Love this game. Love it.
You love the Packers?
I'm not going to say. You're going to have to tune in. I love the over, though, too, because I'll tell you this. Whether you think Dak can move the football or not, I'll tell you this about Jordan Love, okay? Since November 12th, okay? November 12th, I think it's a 10-game span. He's averaged 269 passing yards per game, 20 tutties, and 3 interceptions. And you could throw out a couple of high school kids out there, and he'll throw the football to them, too. Aaron Jones has been involved in the rushing attack. They're going to sprinkle him in with the short to intermediate passing game. You like my offense now? You like it? I think you know where I'm going.
I think you know where I'm going.
You're afraid to say
it,
though.
I think the Cowboys are going to absolutely smash them.
Oh, really? Really?
Smashed
because earlier
them.
In the week, you seemed to be on my side with Green Bay.
No, actually, I was never on Green Bay. I was on the over with you.
Love
the over 50.5.
Forget it.
I never once this week thought that Green Bay was going to have
That's
a chance
it.
In this
it's
game.
That's it. It's a best
never
bet
Never once.
Bet.
Never once.
It's a best so. Bet now. That's it. You made a person. I don't care.
Now it'll be for me. I was going to pick the over in this game as my pick, but now I'm going to take the Cowboys just to go after you.
I want you to take her. Write it down. Okay? Write it down. I'm going to go with them outright, too.
Rams and Lions on Sunday night, the Stafford Goff Bowl, which everybody's excited about.
You know
I think this game we get points
game.
Here, too, Joe. I think we get points.
No, I'm on the under. This game I'm on a dead under. I think Kyren Williams, I think David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, I think both coaches are going to look to establish the run. That means tick, 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 clock runs under the 51.5. They'll both throw it at times, but they ain't going to throw it like 80 times like we think. Stafford will move the football. I like Kupp over his total. I like the Rams, but I will be playing Detroit. Detroit plus 950 to win the conference, just as insurance. Because we got every mush this side of the
as
East
insurance.
Coast. Every mush. I like the Rams. I like the Rams. I like the Rams. You go to the deli, 15 people like the Rams. Here we go.
As insurance.
When's the last time you? I shouldn't say that. I go to a deli every Saturday for the guys at pro football.
We'll come back. The wild card weekend picks for Carver and Lisi here on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. It is time for the Carver and Lisi NFL picks for the playoffs.
Oh.
All right, Joe. We start fresh here in the playoffs. 41-29-3 for me in the regular season. Hell of a regular season. You limped to 36-35-2 with five straight 1-3s down the stretch. But it's a new game. We pick every playoff game here for the next few weeks. And we start 4:30 East Saturday in Houston between the Browns and the Texans, Joe.
Let's not forget, I'm a college guy, right? So I'm taking on the NFL, right?
Not this year.
I'm in the dance, Carver. I made it to the dance. That's all that matters. These games are going to be won by running the football, smashing somebody's face, and winning the turnover battle. And we're going to start in Houston. I love C.J. Stroud. I love D'Amico Ryans. He should be up for Coach of the Year. Not on Saturday. Jersey Joe Flacco. Miles Garrett, a little Jerome Ford. They're the experienced team. They're going to run it just the way Jonathan Taylor did. Jerome Ford, 43.5. Bye. I'm going over. This is going to be a very tight ball game. Joe Flacco is the difference. Jersey Joey. Lay the 3 points. Cleveland, very close win, 23-17 under the total.
So are you picking Cleveland or the under? Which one are you picking?
I'm picking Cleveland. I said it.
Cleveland minus 2.5 for Joe.
I'll lay the 3.
It's okay. It's 2.5, but there you go. I am also taking Cleveland minus the 2.5. I just... Look, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, very young team. It's a hell of a job that they did to get here. But usually in these spots, veteran quarterback, veteran coach who's been here before, really good defense. This is where the ride usually ends. So, for all the things you said, Joe, and what I just did, I'm on Cleveland minus the 2.5 as well. And I do think it'll go under the total, but I'm taking Cleveland minus the 2.5. Saturday night.
What?
How am I gutless? We like the same thing. What is it? So you're gutless too? What does that mean? How am I gutless? We like the same play, Joe. What do you want me to do?
Lay the 3. Lay the 3.
You want to lay the 3, have a good time. I'm going to give, but now I'm giving you the push if they win by 3. They win by 3, I'm giving you the push. Just so you know.
All right. All right.
Good. Good. You want to be a hero, you be a hero. Next.
I'm a hero.
Saturday night in Kansas City. Going to be one of the coldest games in NFL playoff history. The Chiefs and the Dolphins. Minus 4.5 for the Chiefs. 44 flat to total. What do you got, Joe?
This is the go for the two, Lisi Sizzle Crypto Catalytic Converter Play of the Year. We just started. It's 2024. It's the frozen tundra of Arrowhead Stadium. Miami is 0-9, 0-10, under 40 degrees. They're hanging out in South Beach. They don't want to tackle Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce. All I could see is Chiefs and Dolphins running down the sidelines. The Chiefs win it, but I'm going over the total. The over, 43 and a half. This game gets into the 50s, Carver. This game gets into the 50s. I'm contrarian against anybody. They're going to run it. They're going to throw it. Points aplenty. It's a points potpourri. Over the 43 and a half.
All right, well, I'm going to go after you on this one.
Come on, hero.
I'm going, first of all, 44, Joe. 44. Over 44.
Why is it going up if it's so cold? Why is
I don't
it going
care.
Up?
You know, we got to get the right number here, Joe. It's 44 is the number.
I'll give you 54.
I'm on the under 44, okay? I think that you're nuts that you think that there's going to be a 100-point score in this game. They can't feel their toes, Joe. Game's got 17-6 written all over it. I'm on the under 44. I think the Chiefs will probably win. In fact, they're going to win. Miami's not going to win in this spot. But I think that it's going to be run the football. Let's get the hell out of here and get inside to the locker room where it's warm. Under 44 for me, Joe. I got it all figured out is right. Under 44. Next.
You got the book. All right.
Well, Sunday.
Let's go.
1 o'clock in Buffalo. Snowstorm of the century. Bills minus 9.5, 33.5 is the total.
Billy Club special. Pittsburgh's not built for this. Josh Allen played in Wyoming. They smashed him, Carver. I'll make it simple. More blue collar. Mason Rudolph sucks. Buffalo, lay the 17. Alton. Buffalo dominates them. Interior line play. Josh Allen, run it, throw it, over. Him, all Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo, all day.
Jeez, I mean, unbelievable.
They got no shot, no shot.
They got no shot is right. They got no shot indeed. I'm going to take the under 33.5, Joe.
Another gutless play.
Under 33.5 for me.
You're running
Bills. And you know what? I think we'll both probably win this. The Bills will cover it. It'll be 17-3, something like that. Under 33.5 for the Bills and the Steelers for me. All right, Packers, Cowboys, let it fly.
That's it. Jordan Love, that's the difference. Green Bay, young team, they don't care about Dallas being undefeated at home 16 straight. LaFleur, he's a better coach than McCarthy. They win it. Bo Melton, Malik Heath, they might step up. Green Bay outright. Best bet, outright. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you.
So you're on Green Bay plus the 7.
Plus the 7.
Green Bay plus the 7. I'm on the other side. I was going to take the over in this game, but now I just want to go after you. I think the Cowboys are going to score at will.
At will.
On
really?
That Packer
really?
Secondary.
At will.
They're going to
really?
Score. Now,
all right.
Packers will...
Let's see.
Love will get some points, too. You know, this game, Cowboys will get in the high 30s, low 40s. Packers will get in the low 20s. Game will go over the 50.5. But for the sake of me and you, I'll lay the 7 with Dallas. Double-digit win at home. They always bully people at this place.
Yeah.
Double-digit win. Cowboys minus the 7 for me, Joe. Sunday night, Rams and Lions.
I'm going to go under. Under the total of 51.5. That's my play. I love the Rams in this game, but too many humps and mushes are on them. Okay? I think it's a dead under 51.5. I think the Rams win it. I like what they have. Stafford's a veteran quarterback. Been there, done that. McVay's won a Super Bowl. Much better head coach than Dan Campbell, and the addition of Kyron Williams has that offense humming. They go into Detroit and win it, but for the sake of the picks, under the 51.5. You don't like that, do you? You don't like
I think
that.
The game goes. I think the game goes over 51.5. I think that you're going to get a lot of scoring in this game, but I am going to take the Rams. It's worrying me that everybody's on the Rams, but nothing. Lions are one of those teams. Nothing ever goes right for them, and it would be so So Lions for Matthew Stafford to walk into Detroit, the first home playoff game they've had in 30 years, and to send the Lions home in what's been their best season in 30 years. So, and the Rams have been playing some damn good football the last few weeks heading into the playoffs. Rams plus the 3 for me, Joe. I do think they win the game outright on Sunday night.
I'm taking the shot.
Monday night, Eagles and the Bucks in Tampa, 3 and 43.5.
Yeah, just remember this, Carver. This is the playoffs, okay? This is where you got to break tendency. You can't go in cookie cutter, okay? You went cookie cutter in the regular season. You got to change it up. You got to think outside the box, okay? You gotta let your brain go out there. I'm just saying, I'm going to lay it. I know you want to take Baker Mayfield so bad. I know you do. They beat him once. They're going to beat him again. Nick Sirianni is going to get this team pumped up. Todd Bowles in a big spot. Never stepped up. Never in his coaching career. Never. Jalen Hurts will be out there. He's going to run it. I lean to the under, but I'm laying it with Philadelphia. They're going to billy club the Tampa Bay Bucks in this ballgame. Billy club them.
Billy club them, huh? Yeah, billy club them. You know, I want to take the Bucks. I want to go after you, but I can't do it. I'm not gonna mess around with that. I do think this game is under, though, Joe. It's 43.5 right now. I think the Eagles are going to win, but you got some weather issues in this game as well, with some wind and some rain. I think it's an ugly game, and I think the Eagles are going to get a lead, and then they're going to run it. And the Buck offense isn't going to be good enough to come back. And I think the Eagles are going to be content once they get up, say, 14 or 17 points to kind of put this game in the can. 23-10, something like that, for the Eagles down in Tampa. Eagles-Bucks under 43.5, Joe, will be the play for me on Monday night. All right, Joe, recap them real fast for me.
So I have the Browns minus the 3. No, I have the Browns minus the 3. I have over 43.5, altered 44 with the Dolphin total. Buffalo minus the 9.5. Green Bay plus the 7, also like them outright. L.A. under 51.5 with Detroit. And minus, what is it, 2.5 with the Eagles?
It's 3.
3.
It's 3.
Yeah.
So that one you want the right number, but that one you want a different. You're killing me with the numbers, Joe. So I have Cleveland minus 2.5. For some reason, you don't want to take that. Kansas City and Miami under 44. Bills and the Steelers
over,
under 33.5.
I have
what?
Over 44. Over 44.
I'm reading mine right now.
Okay.
Cleveland minus 2.5. Kansas City and Miami under 44. Bills and Steelers under 33.5. Dallas minus 7. Rams plus the 3. And the under 43.5 in Tampa and the Eagles. The Carver and Lisi.
That's about 3 wins.
Wild card. Joe, you got to understand something. This is, you know what this is called? This NFL playoffs is for me? You want to know what it's called? Would you like to know?
Okay, dessert.
This is no sweat for me. I've already billy clubbed you in the regular season. Billy clubbed you in the bowls when you were peacocking, when you had the big lead at the beginning. And we split the regular season of college football, which you should destroy me in. So this is all gravy for me. This is gravy. You beat me in the NFL playoffs, it's all right. I've got plenty of bragging rights this year. The pressure's on you here.
There's
pressure's
no
on
pressure.
You, Joe.
I'm going fast.
The pressure's
I'm
on you here.
Fast
in the playoffs. Billy Club.
Fast
in Billy Clubbed in the regular season.
Gutless.
We'll come back and wrap it up. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So big weekend ahead here. That's for sure. Wow, what do you got? You got how many Pro Football Today preview shows you got this? What do you got, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
Yes.
Well, let everybody know when you're going to be on. What? When are you on? Saturday? Saturday early?
Saturday, 9 to 12, same slot as college football today. Sunday, 10 to 1, I believe, regular show. And then Monday night, most likely 7 to 9. Game starts at 8, right?
Game starts at 8. Game starts at 8 on Monday night. All right, so there you go. You got plenty of Joe this weekend previewing the games. So make sure you get in there. Nice job as always, Joe, and good luck to you.
You too. You said that a little facetiously. You did, because you don't want me to do well because we're head-to-head. Just admit it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's like a few that I obviously.
So you said that. You said that. Yeah, you're coming after me this weekend.
Yeah, why not? I know it gets you fired up, so.
I am fired up.
Are you going to play the Dolphins and the Chiefs as the week's highest scoring game? You going to go and do that?
Yes.
I figured you
would.
It's
only plus 650. Why is it only plus 650?
So there you go. You're sneaking it out. You're figuring it out.
It's a key indicator. Why is it only 650? The Bills game is 31-1.
Yeah, I know we got, the Bills game is going to be 6-3.
It's not going to be 6-3.
4 feet of snow and 60-mile-an-hour winds, Joe.
However, the last time they were 4 feet of snow, the over came in. Do I have to remind you?
Joe, enjoy the weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Great job by Matias Burbell. The fights are back this weekend for him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. Enjoy the football. We'll see you Monday on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.